Youth crime. Politicians are always promising to fix it. They bring in tough new laws, but for some regions there aren't even enough police to enforce them, and the residents are at breaking point.
It's frustrating, it's maddening, it's disgusting knowing that they're doing this, and they're doing it for just strictly the fun of it and to show off.
Stop this from happening in our little towns. We've had enough of our things happening in our little towns.
Get out!
Get out of here! Go on, go
get. Got you on camera!
You're on camera, mate, eh?
They don't give excuse my language, but they don't. And that's what pisses me off. That's what makes me so angry. Someone's gonna get hurt or worse, killed.
Got locked up too easy and now I'm on TV.
Welcome to Kingaroy, peanut capital of Australia. It's quiet and quaint, but it and the surrounding towns of Mergan and Wandai are in the grips of a youth crime epidemic. If residents haven't been broken into or had a car stolen, they know someone who has.
Our town used to be a quiet little country town. You know, you could say hello to Bob and Joe walking down the street. Now you don't know who to trust.
Kayla is a local mum whose car was stolen 2 days after Christmas.
Angry, upset, devastated. I don't feel safe in my own home.
She held out hope it'd be found by police and returned. But, like so many, it was burnt out, leaving her husband and their little boy stranded.
Just up in flames, because they don't care.
Locals say there are multiple groups of young offenders, some younger than 10, roaming the streets through the early hours of the morning. The car these teenagers were captured breaking into on Christmas Eve is a hire car. The owner's actual car had already been stolen and trashed.
They've done this to so many different families and they don't care.
Natasha has lived in the region since she was a child. She says the crime has never been as frequent or as serious. These are her and her partner's cars being driven around by teenagers who broke into Natasha's home to steal the keys while the family were asleep on Boxing Day evening.
They're posting online, boasting
yes.
about stealing your cars. How does that leave you feeling?
Very, very mad, very frustrated.
Her partner's work ute was found torched in the nearby community of Cherbourg. Her car found severely damaged.
Yeah, just, I guess, angry that they took that away. So, sorry. In a heartbeat, really.
Inside the family's ute were Christmas presents they'd received the day before.
Knowing that they just took all of that as well as the vehicles, it's, you know, it's awful. It's a terrible feeling.
Yeah, I've got another fella. He's hiding behind a house.
Officers have recently had some success apprehending alleged offenders in the area.
Come here now, you're under arrest.
Arresting a 14-year-old boy in Cherbourg on New Year's Day. And later that evening, a 20-year-old man who waded into floodwaters running from police. Both have been charged with a raft of offences and have been refused bail, but locals know a number of offenders remain on the run.
The police have actually told us that some of these people are repeating, like going back to the same places again. So it's, you know, it's scary and awful to think that they may come back.
How worried are you for your community?
I'm very worried for our community, and I've watched our community going backwards.
Heather Phillips is a local business owner in Wandai, situated on the highway between Kingaroy and Mergan. The town police station is only open to the public 2 days a week. Heather says that isn't good enough.
What needs to change in your eyes?
Policemen. Two policemen. Like the old days. None of this other stuff. None of this, let's just send in the task force when we need to.
And she's sceptical of the government's new youth crime laws. Introduced on December 12, they remove the detention as a last resort rule for juveniles and set minimum sentences for murder, manslaughter, serious assault, break-ins and dangerous operation of a vehicle to reflect a regime of adult crime
adult time.
New government, new laws, does that give you some comfort at all?
No, and I voted for this. We all voted for this because of what was going on. I look around and I think this is not what I came to Wandai for. This is not the Wandai I know.
The region's local member also happens to be Queensland's new Attorney General, Deb Frecklington. She was unavailable for an interview, but told A Current Affair,
"The crime wave the South Burnett has faced is disgraceful. I know people are frustrated because I am too. The state, including the South Burnett, is dealing with the fallout of young, hardcore offenders who were allowed to run wild for a decade under the old government. I've been speaking directly to the police minister about not only the issues of the past week, but also police resourcing in the region."
A spokesperson from Queensland Police confirming they're adopting
an agile and borderless policing approach,
where
Wandai Station is provided night shift coverage from neighbouring stations.
Also telling us a total of 75 people have been charged with 185 offences across the region over the past month.
Get your bottom out of that ivory hat tower. Come on down.
I will feel safer. I will be happy when it actually starts bringing in results.
It's a beautiful place. It's just that we need the resources and we need this to stop happening.